This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or your computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. And when you want to take conversations with your fans to the next level, Q&As and polls are the best way to get them talking. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. Ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I feel so supported in the creation and distribution of my show. Spotify for Podcasters hosts masterclasses, office hours, and more to help creators develop and fine-tune their skills. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasters to get started. And so while I was so wrapped up in these things, these boxes that I felt like I had to check, just really feeling like things weren't working for me, what I was really missing was the fact that this failure, this no, kind of grieving this dream is ultimately just a redirection. But that's a really hard mindset to put yourself in. And I think it's because it's really easy to practice gratitude when things are good. It's really easy to be on the mountaintop and look around and be like, oh my gosh, I made it here. This is kind of the pinnacle of whatever. And everybody's giving you high fives and giving you hugs and they want to be your friend and they want to be involved. And look at all this stuff that's happening to me. I'm so grateful, like just an abundance of blessings. It's so easy to be grateful when things are good. But to be honest with you guys, staying in gratitude during the bad, staying in gratitude during the ugly is when things get really, really real. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to your back to the show. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. I hope that you are having a great holiday wherever you are. If you guys aren't from the States, which I know like half of you aren't from the US, which to me is just kind of crazy that like this podcast is global. So thank you for that. This episode's all about gratitude. So thank you. But today is Thanksgiving. So obviously the topic of today's episode has to be gratitude. I was doing a little bit of journaling last night and I really, to be quite honest with you guys, was just feeling like a failure. And I was feeling this way because there are some things on my, we'll call it like my lifetime wish list and things that I want to do and dreams that I've had that just to me feel like they aren't, the feeling's not reciprocated. So I was really just kind of all in my head last night, and because I was all in my head, I took it to pen and paper and just started to try to come to terms with what's working, what isn't working, really just like put the pieces together. I realized that if you just let yourself kind of spiral in your head, things get so much worse. But when you put it on paper, things just really come together. And it's kind of like one of those things where you start talking and you start saying things out loud and you realize how silly you sound. And that's what started to happen to me. And then I just started journaling about the things that are working and started journaling about the things that I really am grateful for and the blessings and all that stuff. And this episode kind of just started to come together. And so while I was so wrapped up in these things, these boxes that I felt like I had to check, just really feeling like things weren't working for me, what I was really missing was the fact that this failure, this no, kind of grieving this dream is ultimately just a redirection, because maybe that thing that I thought that I wanted wasn't made for me anyway. Maybe that person that you thought that you were going to marry wasn't made for you anyway. There's someone else better coming. Maybe that job that was going to bring you to that certain city that you really wanted to live in that you didn't get. Maybe you have a different career path that has nothing to do with the original job. And so I'm such a firm believer that failure, that no's are just redirection, but that's a really hard mindset to put yourself in. And I think it's because it's really easy to practice gratitude when things are good. It's really easy to be on the mountaintop and look around and be like, oh my gosh, I made it here. This is kind of the pinnacle of whatever. And everybody's giving you high fives and giving you hugs and they want to be your friend and they want to be involved. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I've got such a good community. I've got such a good, look at all this stuff that's happening to me. I'm so grateful, like just an abundance of blessings. It's so easy to be grateful when things are good. But when things aren't going your way, when maybe a family member gets sick, when you don't get that job, when you lose your job, I feel like right now, like layoffs before the holidays, huge, huge. It happens every year. When the person that you thought you were going to marry breaks up with you, when you aren't getting the results that you want from the thing that you're doing, when you don't make the grades, when you get rejected from your dream school, when any of those things happen, gratitude is usually not the first item on our to-do list. But to be honest with you guys, staying in gratitude during the bad, staying in gratitude during the ugly is when things get really, really real. That's when it takes faith. That's when it takes a little bit of extra work. That's when you honestly need to go into like gratitude overload and just go all in on your habits, go all in on your gratitude list, go all in your prayer life. That's when you go all in on communicating with your friends on where you're at. That's where you go all in on asking for help. It's those little micro things that we talk about on this podcast all the time, the little micro habits, the little micro life hacks that you really have to tap into when shit goes sideways. And the first one has to be gratitude. There's so much research on the idea that practicing gratitude, whether it's making a little list of things that you're grateful for every morning, or writing down a couple names on a sticky note and pasting it on your mirror and just shooting up a little prayer like, hey, I'm grateful for this person, or shooting off a text message, hey, I'm grateful for you. Little micro reminders of the things that you do have in your life that are good, or the things that you do have in your life that are working for the good. You have to put those at the top of your priority list. When things go sideways, it's time to lean into gratitude even more than you think you have to. It's one of those times where you almost have to try like extra hard, and it's going to take a ton of work because it's going to feel like you are being toxically positive. It's going to feel like you aren't letting yourself feel your feelings. It's going to feel like you aren't letting yourself kind of like sit in the suck for a while, which is fine. You got to feel your feelings. You got to sit in the suck. But at the same time, there comes a point where you have to be like, oh my gosh, I know that there's something beyond this really bad situation, and I have to be grateful for whatever is on the other side of this, but I can also be grateful for what's going on in my life right now. Because I guarantee you there are good things surrounding your bad situation. There always, always is.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In Tuesday's episode, we talked a little bit about how the holidays can bring up a lot of stress, and the holidays typically do feel a certain way for people. Yes, there's a lot of joy. Yes, there's a lot of fun, but there's also just a lot of emotions that get stirred up. And I think when those emotions start to get stirred up, a great foundation to come back to is gratitude. So this Thanksgiving, when your family goes around the table and says, share one thing that you're grateful for, and everyone's like, I'm grateful for the food, I'm grateful for the house, I'm grateful for my job, you know, whatever it is, I encourage you to come up with something like really, really, really freaking creative. And I don't know what that's going to be for me this year, but I just challenge you to really tap into like those little teeny tiny things that you're grateful for, even if they sound silly. For me this morning, I woke up in my parents' house. This is the house that I grew up in. And I went downstairs and made myself a little cup of coffee, which of course I'm always grateful for. And then, which is like so Pinteresty and so like live, laugh, love of me, but it's fine. And then I sat outside and I did my morning devotion. I wrote my journal. My mom has this little stray cat who, well, she's not stray anymore. My mom has now adopted this cat, but, this cat basically just like found my mom one day, like just came out of the woods and just went up to my mom and was basically like, you're my owner now. And so this cat lives outside and she comes and she'll sit on your lap. And so I'm like, I'm so grateful for this cute little cat that just like showed up, and she just sits outside every morning with my mom when my mom like drinks her coffee and stuff. And it's so cute. So it's like, I'm so grateful for this cute little cat. I'm like grateful for the pets in the house. My dog, my sister's dog that's staying with my parents right now. I'm grateful for the fact that I didn't sit in traffic this Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for the fact that even though it's pouring down rain all week long, I'm grateful for the fact that I get to be in a warm house with all the people that I love. And so I know that those are very like just basic, Pinteresty, the most like classic little blessings, I guess, that I could demonstrate for you guys. But I think being grateful for the basics is such a great foundation. And because you're grateful for the basics, because you have that foundation, when things go sideways, when the dream doesn't come true, when you don't get the job, when things aren't going great, the foundations are still there. I can still drink my cup of coffee in the morning. I can still hang out with the cat outside. The house is warm. I can still have a nice meal at night. And so I think when we talk about gratitude, it's really easy to go big, but I would encourage you to start small. The foundational things that make up your day-to-day life, put those at the top of your gratitude list. This season of the podcast is called Home for the Holidays, and I really just want to encapsulate that feeling of joy, of home. And I don't think that home has to be a location. Home can be a feeling. And I really want to just kind of like demonstrate that in this season of the podcast. So expect a lot more just like journal-esque type. I feel like this whole podcast episode is kind of just more of a mind dump, but expect a lot of those. I'm going to read bits and pieces of the chapter that I'm writing in my upcoming book that's coming out in January. I'm going to have lots of friends on the podcast where we just kind of talk about any and all things. I love all my friends so, so much. And we just have the coolest conversation. So I'm excited to have some of them on the podcast, and just expect some fun holiday content, a little bit of New Year's content, just a whole lot of joy and a whole lot of fun. So be sure to subscribe to the show if you haven't already. New episodes go up every single Tuesday and every single Thursday. And if you have not entered the holiday giveaway yet, I highly encourage you to do so. All you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts, leave a podcast review, screenshot that review and send me an email. I'm giving away two different gifts this holiday season. One of them is a Nespresso coffee machine, and then another one is some tickets to Podcast Movement Evolutions in LA in March. So if you're interested in winning either of those things, go ahead and enter the giveaway by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, screenshotting it, and emailing it to hello@lilyraiko.com. And all of that info will also be linked in the show notes for you guys. I love you so, so much. Thank you for listening. I am always, always grateful for you. You're at the top of my gratitude list every single morning. So thank you for coming back each week and listening. I love you guys lots. I hope that you have the best time with your family or with your friends, or if you're flying solo this Thanksgiving, I hope that you have a great time as well. Love you guys lots, and I'll talk to you soon.